ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 50. ராம அண்ட் லக்ஷ்மணா ஆர் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் நாக்பாஷ். ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Then Sugriva cried a wonder of wonders, like a ship struck by a storm in the mid-ocean, our ranks are seized with panic, I would know why. And Angada replied, do you not see the Raghu heroes struck down by arrows and lying stretched on a bed of arrows, their bodies covered with blood? What other reason is needed? But Sugriva rejoined, not so, some great terror has fallen upon them. Look at these monkeys throwing away their weapons and running in all directions. With terror in their eyes and not daring to look back, they flee fast, dragging one another along. Not in the least ashamed of it, not heeding those that are struck down, they leap forward in their wild course. Meanwhile, Vibhishana came, armed with his club. He blessed Sugriva and saw Rama recovered from his swoon. Then Sugriva turned to Jambavan standing his side and said, oh Jambavan, our forces run in blind terror, mistaking our dearest friend Vibhishana for Indrajit. The thing to do now is to tell them the truth, stop the retreat and put cheer into their hearts. Jambavan did so. The monkey leaders put faith in his words and took a good look at Vibhishana. Fear fell from them and they came back to their places. Vibhishana, observing the bodies of Rama and Lakshmana riddled with arrows, became agitated, wiped their eyes with water, and wailed aloud in uncontrollable grief. O mighty and most valiant, ever fond of battle, these heroes have come to this pass because of the foul methods of war adopted by the Rakshasas. My brother is a monster of cruelty, and his son more wicked than he. That wretch, with his Rakshasa meanness and magic arts, has deceived these princes, and thereby he has brought undying infamy to his father. These princes are innocent of guile. I curse my fate that I have to see them writhing on the ground like porcupines, riddled with arrows and drenched in blood. I placed my hopes of prosperity on their valor, and now they lie stretched on the ground, unconscious and about to die. Alas, I am living alone and those are gone. I have lost all my expectations and the kingdom too. My enemy Ravana has fulfilled his word and is happy now. Sugriva clasped him to his breast most fondly, the best of devotees, and consoled him, saying, most righteous one, doubt not that the kingdom of Lanka will be yours. Ravana, his sons, kith and kin, will not live in happiness, believe me. Our protectors can suffer no harm from these serpent bonds. The worst that can come to them is that they will be unconscious for a while. Soon they will recover their senses and destroy Ravana and all his Rakshasas. Then he turned to Sushena, his father-in-law, who was standing near, and said, go straight to Kishkindha with Rama and Lakshmana and our monkeys. I shall dispose of Ravana, his sons, his kith and kin, and bring back Janaki to the side of Rama, even as Indra of old brought back Lakshmi that had parted away from him. Hearing this, Sushena replied, I was present at that dreadful battle between the gods and asuras of yore. Then the Danavas, most skillful of archers, struck and hit the Devas again and again with their wonderful weapons. Some Devas writhed in agony unbearable, some lay senseless, some lost their lives. Then Brihaspati saved them from the danger that threatened them by using wonderful arts like Mirtha Sanjeevani and other charms and herbs. Sampati, Panasa and the other monkeys know the mountain where these herbs are found. Where the gods and asuras churn the ocean of milk in the far past, in those very mountains of Chandragiri and Dronagiri, they have been planted and nurtured by the gods. Dispatch forthwith some mighty monkey warrior to bring us the potent herbs Sanjeevani and Vishalyakarini. Let the son of Vayu here undertake the mission. Meanwhile, the clouds were lashed with lightning and roared dreadfully. A fierce wind had in its mighty grip those clouds and the waters of the ocean. The earth quaked in affright, lofty trees fell uprooted into the sea. Serpents with huge bodies that lived in Lanka and all creatures of the deep sought refuge into the depths of the ocean. Some time later, the Lord Garuda appeared before the monkeys. The mighty son of Vinitha blazed like a fire at the sight of him. The serpent bonds that bound Rama and Lakshmana were no more to be seen. The Lord Garuda looked on those mighty princes and passed his hands over their faces like the full moon. At once, all the wounds of their bodies disappeared and they shone with the luster of molten gold. The power to overcome foes, the sensitiveness to dishonor, strength of body, radiance, firmness of purpose in mighty ventures, keenness of intellect to pierce into the subtleties, the faculties of memory, all these qualities were redoubled. The Lord Garuda clasped to his breast most fondly the two princes who were like Upendra and Indra. Then Rama turned to the king of birds and said, "Through your grace we have escaped from the great danger that Indrajit threatened us with, and we have been restored to our strength, valor and energy. When I see you, it is as if I saw Dasharatha, my beloved father, and Ajna, my grandfather, and my heart rejoices. May I know who you are? Wonderful in form and adorned with perfumes and flowers, garments and ornaments of the world of gods." And to him replied Lord Garuda, tears of joy blinding his eyes, "Raghuveera, I am a friend of yours. Believe me, I am your life breath's assuming form and walking about. They know me as Garuda. I came here to be of some service to you. None can free you from these cruel serpent bonds created by the magic of Indrajit, the cruel monster. Not even the most valiant and mighty Danavas, not even Indra himself, guarded by his gods. These serpents come from the line of Kadru, sharp of fangs and deadly of venom are they. The magic of the son of Ravana gave them the form of serpents with which they torture you. Knower of Dharma, O hero of unfailing prowess, you and your brother Lakshmana, the terror of his foes, are fortunate indeed. Hearing of the danger that befell you, I came here swiftly out of my friendship for you and impelled by a sense of duty. You are freed from the bonds of this dreadful weapon. You should be most careful at all times, Raghuveera. It is natural for the Rakshasas. It is the tradition of their race to use fraud and magic in battle. But to heroes like you, pure of conduct, strength lies in straightness. Never take the Rakshasa on trust when you fight with them. From what took place right now, know that the Rakshasas are cunning and deceitful." Garuda embraced Rama close and said, "My dear friend Raghunatha, O embodiment of Dharma, the ocean of compassion, even for your worst enemies, I take leave of you. Ask not now how I am your friend. When you destroy your foes on the battlefield, you will know it all yourself. Your fiery arrows will consume Lanka and all its Rakshasas, except infants and old men in it. You will slay Ravana and recover Janaki." After delivering Rama and Lakshmana from the danger that hung over them, the king of birds circumambulated and embraced them most fondly and coursed back quickly through the sky, even like Lord Vayu. The monkey lords, seeing that the danger that loomed over the Raghava princes has been removed by the grace of the Lord, waved their tails aloft in sheer joy and roared like lions. As war drums, kettle drums, conches and other auspicious instruments sounded on all sides, some roared, some slapped their shoulders, some took mighty leaps. They uprooted lofty trees and broke off mountain tops and stood ready for battle. They battered down the gates of Lanka and shouted in glee. At this, the Rakshasas were struck with wonder and fear. as clouds roar and thunder dreadfully at night about the end of summer, the monkey warriors challenge the enemies to battle, roaring loud enough to split their hearts. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.